Talk about a good show. Journey on the road in 2022 with Toto. That's going to be a good time. And I guarantee every show for her will be sold out, sold out, sold out in Las Vegas. Take it easy on me, girl. Here's Adele. Bublé looks good in everything, including the Christmas sweater. I'm Gina. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for carrying us with you. Is it too early to say Merry Christmas? I was at the grocery store this weekend, and someone said Merry Christmas to me. I said it back. But survey says, because you know there's always a new poll out there, 30% said it's not really okay to say Merry Christmas until mid-December. 28% said only the week of, and 7% said not until Christmas Day. So what say you? When is it okay to say Merry Christmas? It is the most wonderful time of the year. I've got Andy Williams to take us back into the music next. Back inside the Work Week with Katy Perry's California Girls. And here's Corey Hart now. It's Never Surrender on 105.7 The River. All bad habits leading back to Ed, right? This week, we kicked off our Toontown 12 Days of Christmas, which is really cool because now there's not one, but two great prizes you could win. One, a remote car starter with free installation. How awesome is that when it's snowing sideways, right? Or a LaserFit WeatherTech front floor liner for your vehicle. That's super great so you're not putting all the sludge on your regular, you know, carpet in there. Listen for your chance to win your choice of the best gifts ever all week long from The Mix in Toontown on East Perkins Avenue here in Sandusky. We have it each and every morning with Randy on The Morning Mix on Mix 102.7. Good luck. Poor Phil had to perform his whole concert from the chair the other night. He's not doing so well. Here's Sam Smith and Normani. He's Dancing with a Stranger. The Weekend and Save Your Tears this Tuesday with me, Gina. I actually almost shed some tears, quite honestly, because if you go to Facebook, I don't know if you're one of the many of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people that lost their little news shortcut icon. Did you lose it? Like, why would they take that away from me? I use that news shortcut for a lot of different things. Oftentimes, we talk about things on the show because of Facebook news. Maybe they put me in a menopause. What do you think? I don't know. On the way, Anna Nellick's up next with Breathe. Stay close.